what to do. You think you could tell us what to wear. You think that you're better. Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Welcome back. It is The Blitz for Friday, your last live broadcast here at 97.5 on a weekday before Christmas break. I hope you're ready for it. Out there shopping, dealing with traffic. Maybe we could start Barry a shopping network. If you're out looking for something, you can't find it. Maybe someone at another store can find it and hold it. If there's some, you know, toy or whatever you're looking for, and you're at Target.
Oh, I don't want to get involved.
Oh, I'd love to. Let's start a network.
No.
Who's out there shopping tonight looking for something that you just can't
find? Just as long as everyone's
find.
In my downline. Are you trying to do this like Amway or something?
What if,
or
it's like, yeah, your uplines and downlines?
Yeah.
What if someone doesn't know what to get for someone?
Oh, I could certainly give them advice.
Yeah. There you go.
Call and describe the person, and we'll tell you what to buy them.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Call or text at Shock975 at Barry is Funny. If you don't know what to get that special someone, dial us up. And Barry will tell you what to get.
Can I tell you that I got new glasses?
Yeah.
They came in the mail yesterday.
Mm.
I'm 42. I'll be 43 in May. I'm getting older. And the official sign of the old man apocalypse is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to get the progressive lenses, which are the official old man lenses, where at the top of the glasses, it's whatever you're just, and then as it goes down, it's more like reading glasses. And I got to tell you, they kind of warned me that they were like, hey, you know, it's going to be a little difficult at first. It sucks. Like, I don't want to, I can't, I don't know if any of you guys, do you wear glasses, Shock? Do you have glasses?
I do. I don't wear them as often as I should. And my thing is, when I get them replaced or I put them on, the first step that I take out in the parking lot after I put them on, I nearly jam my knee into the ground because it's farther than it looks.
Really?
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, see, so the progressives
so you have
are supposed
depth
to
perception issues.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what they told me for
especially
these
stepping off a curb down to the actual street into the parking lot.
But
yeah.
Shouldn't you, like, it's muscle memory by now. Like, you know how low a curb is.
No, it doesn't work.
No, because if you're not looking, but you know there's a curb there, you're still gonna. It's weird. It's not that you're gonna put your foot down farther. It's that you're gonna lift your knee higher. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
So these, they
told
me. By
the way, Tyler Scott, our producer from Houston Game Day, sitting in for a little bit.
They told me. They told me to be careful going up and down steps.
Yeah,
because it's like it's kind of wonky. They said everything will look like it's swimming a little bit. And I got to tell you, there's two ways to describe this. One of them is like, you know how when you first wake up in the morning, you have sleep in your eye and your eye's kind of fuzzy?
Yeah.
That's literally what it's like the whole time. Mm. Or if you've ever played The Witcher, it's like activating your Witcher sense.
How bad is your vision? Let me see these.
It's not terrible.
I think you can see the future with them.
No, it's not that bad.
I'm pretty sure.
You should get the Ben Franklin.
I had LASIK. This is what pisses me off.
I wear bifocals.
I had LASIK.
Yeah.
And now I have to have glasses for my long distance. And I had, don't stretch them out, Tyler, with your big ass head. Like, you have a ginormous head.
These,
those are trippy, aren't they?
Yeah,
because you have to look in two different ways. I'm telling you.
Look at this map on my screen. Can you see somebody waving back?
Just kill me now.
Yeah, it just gets worse.
I don't want to get older. And I'll tell you what pissed me off when I finally took them off, porn. Can't watch my porn. I'm done with these glasses. Nope. No, thank you.
You should just get the virtual reality thing.
Everything
and
looks
just
like
wear
it's,
that around.
Yeah,
all the
everything
time.
Looks like it's 3D porn now, and I don't need that in my life. I can't
if
function
you keep your
like
glasses
this.
On, you start sweating, they just slide off anyway. Is that where you're going?
Yeah. And plus, you know, it's like you. I don't. That's why I don't use my phone because I can't see things up close. So I'm like at arm's length with the phone, stretching
it
all
use
the way
your
out.
Phone for porn?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why because you can't be all like arm's length with it. So
and plus,
weird.
You don't want to get your phone dirty. In case.
Well.
832 says progressive lenses suck, so apparently you are legion.
Legion.
There's a bunch of you who feel that
way. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I talked to somebody that said, they wore them for 10 minutes and got rid of them.
If there's so many complaints, why would they continue to make them?
I don't know. They said give it a week. I'm like,
someone
I can't.
Likes them.
I can't give this a week.
They're the ones that turn into sunglasses whenever you go outside, right?
No, that's transition lenses. Oh. Lenses. These are progressives.
I've got 20/15 vision, so I don't have to worry
about
that.
Turn his mic off. Who cares? I
hate
you.
You can always see that.
Look at me. I got a nice beard and perfect vision.
That just means he can only see
stuff
from
last
year.
That's it. Yeah.
Way to be lonely. Way to be lonely with your perfect vision.
Whatever.
And your nice beard, lonely man.
I'm enjoying the single life.
Your craft beer.
You and your craft beers.
Your Whataburger.
Yeah.
I did have Whataburger today.
Hey, look, it's producer Cameron.
This is literally turning into a Knicks place in the studio.
But we're not yelling at random
people.
Well, I heard them yelling earlier.
Just
it was
walking
funny.
Up. This is
like I said. If you
Fred and AJ are gonna be so pissed.
I think if you were
just
there
taking it down,
it would have been one thing. If you've been listening to 97.5 all day, that's endurance. If you manage to stick it out through all of our broadcasts from 9 till
from
now,
Knicks place,
you have to be fried.
Yeah.
Well, 9 to 11. I don't think it was as bad.
There wasn't many people there.
No, it got out of hand around 11:02.
I was thinking about stopping by and then I'd
coming back from break.
All right, you guys can all save your Lammy tweets. I'm not reading them on air anymore.
I missed this.
I've had enough of that.
That said, we do have a text from 832. Hey, Lammy, it's Trey. Just left the Woodlands Mall where I was violated by the face mask people. Hope you and Libera Shock are having a great show.
I don't know
what
the
are
reference.
The face mask people.
I don't know what I'm sure I know, but I like
that's
forgot.
Trey. I hope that's Trey.
Like, Juggalo Trey, the intern, probably. But I'm old, so I don't remember all the references that I probably if he reminded me, I would know. But I have no idea. I'm too old for this.
Face mask people.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means in the Woodlands.
713-780-3776. Barry is here to help you with your last minute gift advice.
Yeah,
which I think would be awesome.
Yeah.
So
let us know.
Give us a shout. You can text us. Let us know also what your dollar limit is. That would help. Because I don't want Barry recommending you to go buy her Tesla.
No.
When she's a
let's
Yugo,
just say that
Yugo
I'm starting
kind
of off just because of the topics that we've had on the show. I'll probably just start off with like a sexual gift and we'll go from there.
Are you done your
just
shopping?
Just kind of as the baseline.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Have you completed your shopping? I know you don't have a ton to do.
I just shop for my wife. She has to do the shopping for the rest
another
of the family.
Another for the cats?
No, cats.
Did you see?
The cats get to live. The cats are lucky that I just haven't accidentally slipped a little kitty night-night pill or something in their food.
Kitty night-night pill.
I don't
know
if
Shock's seen this, and I feel like somebody tweeted it at you, but there's a little jewel thing that goes on the cat's tail, and it hides
their beehole?
Beehole, yeah. It's like a
really?
Jewel.
It's like bedazzling
yes.
their butt?
Yeah, so that way you don't have to see that. It just hides it.
Well, who's sitting around staring at their cat's beehole
I don't know.
To begin
you
with?
But you're now. A cat guy, so.
You will now.
No,
You'll
I
be
won't.
Sitting at home this
Did
evening.
I ever tell you the story, though? This is going to get me in trouble. Let me tell you the story about the time that my cat ate a balloon. Did I ever tell you guys that story?
I already know where you're going. Go for it.
So, this is why I don't have kids, too, because I couldn't do this to a child. But
he just grabbed the mic like he was Michael Bolton, like he was about to.
You think
well,
I could put this in my mouth?
Yeah.
One of those.
We had this party the couple days before. It was maybe Saturday. And we had some balloons that maybe it was a week before. And then the balloons we just left tied to the
chair.
Were
they rubber ones or the
it was just like a regular
balloon.
Yeah, helium balloons.
Okay.
And just regular, yeah, but rubber though.
Yeah, okay.
And so I come home. Well, I'm getting ready for work one morning and I notice my cat is scooting across the floor like a dog with worms. You know how they scoot their butt across the floor and drag it? And I'm like, cats aren't supposed to do that. Why is he doing that? And he keeps doing it and screaming. He's just, rah! And I'm like, what is the matter with this cat? I'm going to have to open the door and let him run free. And then I go over there and I go to like just roll him over to see what was going on. And I see something in his beehole. Like, I was like, what is that? And it was kind of reddish. And I was like, oh my God, this is a worm. Because our cat has had worms before, so I'm freaking out like, oh, I don't need this right now. I've got to go to work. I'm all dressed. And so I go to...
Were you in your work clothes?
Yeah, yeah. So I go to pull the worm out because it's obviously is what's driving him insane. And as I'm pulling this worm out, I'm noticing this is a really long worm. Like this,
like the magic handkerchief?
Yeah, it was like a magician with the, hey, look at all these handkerchiefs. And I just kept pulling and pulling... And it was a damn string. And as I pull, the cat jumps up and takes off running. And I'm holding the string and out pops a poop balloon, basically. And I was like, and so I'm standing there in my living room holding this poop balloon going, what just happened? And the cat is running around screaming his head off.
Because you just unraveled the cat's insides. And you didn't know any better.
I didn't know.
But you're supposed to.
I was trying to help.
I hope PETA calls you now because you inflicted pain
on that cat.
You're
supposed to let it run its course.
No, first of all, he took off running. I didn't just yank it like a wind-up cat and like, meow, meow. I didn't do that.
You didn't pull it and let go of it just to thwack it?
No. But it was disgusting. And
yeah, you're lucky there wasn't cold.
Is there photo evidence?
Like I said, if that would have been a little toddler, man, that would have grounded him.
You've already talked about punching a kid this week.
I did say I would punch a kid.
This is right up your alley.
No, I said, is it okay if you go to punch a dude holding a baby and you punch the kid too? That's just a question. I think that's a fair question to ask people.
I don't have a problem with it.
If said dude stole your parking spot at the mall, and you walk over to confront him, and he picks up a baby when you're mid-punch, all bets are off, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you punch the baby, it's like, don't pick up the baby. If
you're not an athlete. You
punch.
Can't just stop and start a punch.
Right?
You set in motion, you're punching the baby.
Plus, I got progressive lenses. That baby looked a lot further away than he was. What do you want from me?
Babies are closer than they appear.
Yes, exactly.
It's not printed on her forehead or his forehead?
No. See?
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into some picks for week 16 of your NFL season. It's Shock and Barry and producer, the General, Tyler Scott. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
No Fred, no AJ. It's Shock and Barry with you till 7. We are joined in studio by our producer from Houston Game Day, Tyler Scott, and we got Jose on the other side producing for us today. We already mentioned Carrie Fisher's health scare. Apparently had a massive heart attack on board a transatlantic flight earlier. Still no details about how she is other than the accounts that her heart may have stopped for as much as 10 minutes, maybe more. Now there's a report that Jets head coach Todd Bowles was admitted to the hospital Friday with an undisclosed illness, did not travel with the Jets to Foxborough for Saturday's game with the Patriots.
Apparently they made him sick.
I reckon.
I don't know how it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
I'd be too if I had those quarterbacks.
Wayne said I started my cat up like a chainsaw. That is not accurate, sir. Chainsaws don't run from you
My wife just texted in, same thing happened to her cat, only it was saran wrap, and they actually had to take the cat to the vet and get an enema.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Let me tell you, there's a couple things I'll never do.
Like, there's a certain
One,
line.
I'm never going to change my style. Two, you know where that was going? No?
Oh, I do now.
Okay. Never going to give a cat an enema.
Never going to give
I'm
you
I'm never going to bounce.
Never going to.
All right. That was mystical. No, that was mystical. You're wrong. I was doing mystical, not Rick Astley. That's why
yeah,
would
he's
I,
playing in Houston.
You just got Rick
rolled. Who, Rick Astley or mystical?
No, Rick Astley.
Who?
Rick Astley.
Hey, Shock and I are the ones drinking here, pal.
Yeah, okay? Maybe. Hey, you don't know what's in this cup.
Can't be.
It's water.
Okay. Yeah, so thanks for...
So you're never going to change your style.
Nope, never going to bounce.
And never going to give a cat an enema.
Never.
Well, those are your options. And we know how Mrs. Laminack, how Ms. Lammy feels about your cats. When you're confronted with the option of either just letting the cat run around with the balloon hanging out, or...
See, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was getting a worm out. Let's not paint me as the bad guy. I was the savior.
Actually, I'm impressed that you reached back there and grabbed what you thought was a worm. And
you know the piece that you grabbed probably did have fecal matter on it.
I got a paper towel.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
I didn't just,
that's sanitary.
I didn't just reach down like a savage and just... No, I went and got a...
If you were an animal lover, you would have done that.
I went and got a paper towel. I had to go to work.
What if you just try squeezing the cat really hard? See if it'll
see what comes out.
Left to its own
device. Like a
devices.
Piggy bank.
The other option is to dig a
hole. Like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
Dig a hole. Throw the cat in.
Call it a day.
Covered up.
Hey, gonna miss you.
But then you have like the cat version of on the ground. Cujo on your hands.
Yeah, wasn't, that's true.
Wasn't me. Oh, yeah, because you know that cat's coming back and haunting
this
your
one,
dreams.
I'm telling you, this one is part turtle. He will not die. He's like, one of them is 15. He's like 137. I cannot get rid of this.
Is this the one that poops
cat
by the front door?
Yeah, no, this is the one that poops all over the house, wherever he feels like
I hate
it.
That cat, and I don't even know it.
See, I want that freedom, though. Wouldn't you like that freedom? You're just like, you know what? I don't feel like walking across
the
house
the,
to go poop, so I'm just going to do it right here in the entryway.
Is that the same as the deaf cat?
The deaf cat? Yes, this is the
cat of death.
He's deaf?
No, no, cat of death. Like, you get afraid when the cat sits next to you because you think it means you're going to die.
Yeah. But no, he has a ton of issues. He's deaf, he's blind, and he has arthritis, so he walks with a limp. I call him Pimp Cat because he does have, like, he needs a cat cane. Like, he needs a little something to get him.
So he's either a pimp or an elementary school janitor.
Pretty much.
One or the other. Two. Got a massive key ring hanging off his hip.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I had, we got calls. Hey. Trey. Let's take Trey first. You want to be in the Barry Laminack gift program. Welcome to the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Lanny? How's it going?
Don't
hey,
even start that.
Hey,
don't,
athletics, don't Trey.
That. Athletics.
Calisthenics, what's up?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what I should get for my friend. She's a big San Diego Chargers fan, so I thought about getting her some, like, skin lotion or something, but I wanted to get you guys'
what?
Pick.
Skin lotion?
It gets the lotion on
the skin. Yeah, what are you, like, Chargers fan.
What are you, like, a serial what? Killer? Do you have, like, a pit?
No, I'm not a serial killer. It's just, like you know, like...
I got you some lotion so you can keep
you know,
your skin
you
soft.
You put on your arms and you get ashy.
I used a little bit looking at one of your pictures. Sorry.
Wait, what's the correlation between the Chargers
and
lotion?
That's like a good gift to get for somebody, like that moisturizer for like your skin.
What's
you
the
know?
Connection between the Chargers and skin lotion? What am I missing here?
I don't know. I just it was just the first thing that came to mind.
That's a better answer. That's better than I expected, actually.
That'd be kind of weird if there was a connection.
So, Trey, what's the dollar limit?
So, are you trying to get them draws? Like, what are you trying to do, Trey?
No, I just want to get somebody a Christmas gift.
What's the dollar limit?
I wrote her a poem.
Trey, what's the budget? What's the budget?
No.
$25 to $30.
Okay, all right. What's decent. The end game? You don't just get some random chick a present for no reason. Save your $30 if there's no
there
end game.
There's no end game.
Then don't get
no
her a present. Save your money.
Well, okay.
Solid advice from Barry Laminack.
Dude, if you're not trying to, you know, sex it up, then don't spend the money. That doesn't make any. Come on, man. That's
a married guy right there.
No, this is a dude that no. I trust me.
I agree with that though.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna waste my time if I know that you're
like
not
if
gonna
she's
do
a friend
it,
and she's a girl.
Cause. Yeah.
Like, listen, if she's a friend and she's a girl, then write her a poem if you need to get it. Just, dude, don't go
that's
spend
corny,
no
though.
Money.
What kind of poetry
exactly.
do you imagine Trey writes?
I just want you to know, I love everything about you. Your hair, your eyes, your mustache.
I made a hair doll for you of my hair.
Worse yet, this is your hair.
I love
you.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Collecting it over months.
I got this out of your brush and the drain in your shower. What the? That's kind of weird, Trey.
Hey,
I love everything about you except your skin, so I got you lotion because it feels like I'm holding the hand of a homeless man.
I got you a small room in my basement.
Yeah, your elbows look like you were boxing a bag of flour, and I needed to get you something.
Oh, my
Trey,
goodness.
Just, no, don't get her anything.
Let's take a severe right turn. Tony, you want to talk about Cyborg. Welcome to the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up,
Tony? Athletics.
Everything's all right. I just wanted to see if you heard anything about the supposed failed drug test that Cyborg was handed down by the USADA or whatever it is.
Well, what we know is that there's a precaution that she had a non-competition test. I don't think they've said what it is yet. What it is doing, and thank you for the call, is letting people speculate wildly as to why she turned down fights for the very fight that she's wanted all along. And, it definitely puts her in a bad light. There's people – if it's basically one of these things. If you already don't like Cyborg for whatever reason, you really don't. If you're a defender, then you're coming up with every reason to defend her here. I think we kind of have to wait and see what she tested positive for. I mean, that's really what you need to find out.
Yeah, the funny thing is it's a possible –
Possible.
Yeah, one article on ESPN said that the top-ranked female featherweight has been informed by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency of a possible doping violation, the UFC said in a statement. So, again, I'm of the ilk that where there's smoke, there's fire, and having been around this sport for a very long time, AJ and I used to have the website that covered this. And I can tell you, man, there are a lot of folks in this business that are not just eating clean and working out all the time, and that's how they get those glorious bodies. So, you know, there's
Well, that's how you bounce back as quick as some of these guys do. Is the steroids help in recovery?
Yeah,
not getting big or stronger.
That's
or
right. But when you're cutting weight and you're trying to, you know, and some of these dudes are trying to get bigger, they're trying to put on muscle mass. Where then when they drop the water weight, they're still big, they're still strong. That and I mean, just drugs, just narcotics are an issue in MMA, at least from the people that I was around. I mean, there's yeah. I would never mention a name, but there's fighters that I know have fought on coke that have done it literally in the back dressing room before they walked out.
Oh, wow.
Texas has been pretty lax on how they drug test, and it's quote unquote random, but I've rarely seen anyone drug tested after like a Legacy fight or a Garcia Promotions when they hold it here in town. UFC is a little bit different, but the UFC gets treated differently because of who they are. But when it comes to even local fights, there's a lot going on, and these guys move up. And I'm not going to be that guy that says everyone in MMA is either on steroids or doing drugs. I'm certainly not suggesting that, but I'm just telling you that it's a bigger problem than I think people even realize.
I do think it's interesting though, Dana White throwing the kind of preemptive. It's not print of shade. It's just speculating that it could explain some of the decisions that she's made in turning down the featherweight fights that he's offered her. I think he said it's three fights now he's offered, and she's turned them all down. And then you find out she, you know, USADA is throwing a possible violation at you. He's adding one and one and one and one up, and he's getting four in his mind. Again, we do kind of have to wait and find out what she tests positive for.
Well, she said in a statement that she was prescribed the medication spironolactone to address hypertension and to prevent ovarian cysts after she, quote, had an electrolyte hydroelectric imbalance and significant loss of potassium following her September fight. There's all those.
Just eat a banana.
Oh, I had a lot of meat in Mexico. I mean, you just never know what's true and what's not. You got to kind of take people's word for it, I guess, until facts come out. But I'm telling you right now, and I'll be the first to say this, call me right or call me wrong, but I've seen her for a very long time, and I've always had the suspicion that she's a little big with that strong jaw just to be working out all the time.
And it's tough when you create a weight class for her.
Yeah.
And she's not willing to fight
for it. To me, she looks unnatural.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know how else to put it.
713-780-3776. We're with you until 7 at Shock and Barry. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for the Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman is ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Hey, it's Shock. I'm going to the Big Texas Party, too. Barry, are you going?
I am going, despite the fact that you've probably never heard the take I did for that commercial. They never run the one I'm in, like, ever.
I have heard the one that you did. I think it played in Hustletown.
I guarantee you've never heard the one with me in it.
You didn't do one?
Because I wasn't asked to.
You weren't asked?
I was not.
Ooh, in your face, Shock.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
In your
around
face.
Here. I bet you I won't even get invited to that thing.
Well,
I'm inviting you.
Guys,
you'll be my plus one?
Okay. Guys,
I'm down.
I hate to tell y'all, but they probably won't even let the three of us in. I'm like, oh,
you're getting in.
No, they'll make us pay.
Are you kidding? Yeah. You're the host of the Barry Laminack Show. You're getting in. You are so getting in.
I'm ignoring you.
In fact, they'll probably stop the music. You. Like the six-piece orchestra at the front, they'll stop. Hey, look.
You shut up.
Everybody they're gonna, clinks their they're glasses.
Probably like, they're probably like, oh, it's the Sunday show? We didn't even know you guys were still on the air. Really? You guys still here?
And that's why I say, oh, Mr. Gao, we've had this discussion many, many times.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. Good. Glad you guys are here. We had a couple of waiters just walk out on us. Grab those trays, boys. These folks are hungry.
How good at you are loading a dishwasher.
It's like Akeem and Semi showing up at the Christmas party. We end up outside shivering parking cars.
Exactly.
Which is fine. Shock and Barry in for Fred and AJ. Producer Jose taking over for John. We got our producer from Houston Game Day, Tyler, along for a little while. 936 texting in A-Shock, first time hearing you and Lammy together. He likes our dynamic. And the best part of that is that the Lammy thing is sticking.
I like
Lammy.
As soon as I said it, I regretted it.
You know what's brown and sticky? A stick. And this is sticking.
What?
What's brown and sticky? A stick.
That made no sense.
That's
the worst joke of all time.
Dude, that made no sense. And I can't.
There are several on the text line here.
I don't need.
Hey, Barry.
Where did the Lammy thing start?
Sounds like your cat's living the thug life.
Was that earlier today?
Hold on. I can't. You both are saying things.
Robert and Orange says your cat's living.
My cat's living the thug life? He is. Yeah, he's gangster.
We were talking about how
AF.
how difficult people have pronouncing my name. And even though his is pronounced exactly
it's spelled the same.
No, yeah. It is exactly as it's spelled.
Yeah.
Lamanok.
See?
No, I just combined Liebeschock and Lamanok.
Yeah, it's the worst Liebeschock. Law firm ever. And he says he's disappointed that people can't shorten it the way they shorten mine. He's like,
there's no natural way to shorten my last name like Shock.
Knack or Lammy. And Lammy has stuck.
Yeah. I like Lammy.
No.
Shock and Lammy.
You could be like Lammy Kilmeister from Motorhead.
All right, Lenny. This is dumb.
713 says, hey, game day, remember the Blitz started on Sundays. Yeah, but they weren't around for 4 years. I'm pretty sure that
what was the time frame from them going from Sundays
like
to
3 weeks?
Wasn't it Fred and Matt Dean, probably?
Yeah, I think
They weren't doing it for 4 years.
No. We've been toiling.
Obscurity, anonymity.
You're honing your craft on Sundays. That's what you're doing.
No.
The craft is so honed, it's starting to get chafed.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No. All right, I won't do this. I'm going to wait. I had something that I wanted to discuss with you guys that's non-sports related, but I don't want to derail us. This is we're the guests in this show. So are we going to do picks?
Yeah, let's do it. And I will first do the disclosure that my daughter was here yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was telling you about her good grades in school.
Yes.
And then you said, well, you must get your brains from your mom because your dad's NFL picks suck. So
yeah, because you're horrible.
What we did was...
Whoa. Let me prove my case, though, here. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've picked every week, the three of us. Tyler, you, and me.
Every week.
And Tyler's missed a week or two, we had whoever was producing Fill-ins, that day on Sunday pick for you, which 1 week they went 5-1 for you, so good on them.
No, I went 5-1 last week.
No, that was Cam. You went 5-1 last week, but before, I think
Cam also went 5-1.
I think he went 5-1 for you, or 3-3, I'm not sure, which was better than you were.
Props anyways, to my boy Cam.
Anyways, current records through week 15, Shock is in last place at 44-45.
Yep.
You have been passed by Tyler.
Under 500.
Under 500.
In the last 2 weeks, Tyler's gone 10-2.
Yep. Dang.
You have gone 5-7.
Yep.
You got passed.
I ran out of gas.
Yeah, you
did.
You falconed it. You literally Atlanta falconed it and just.
I thought you were talking about Fred.
Fred did have a couple bad plays the other night.
No, I'm talking the Atlanta Falcons where you started off all right and then you just faded towards the end there.
At least I'm elite.
Yeah, so you're 44-45. Tyler, you're at 46-43, bro. You're above 500.
Sweet.
Congratulations. I'm 53-36. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing pretty good.
What we decided is because my daughter gets good grades to let her pick.
And she's smarter than you.
She is smarter than me. She's almost as tall as me, too.
Yeah.
So what we did was I gave my oldest son the 6 games. He showed her pictures of all the helmets.
And she picked for you.
She picked for me.
Based on helmets.
Strictly on helmets.
I like
kind
this.
Of like how my wife picks the games, like who has the prettier uniform.
The cuter uniform.
Yeah, or like if we go to the horse track, who's got the cutest name? Like the most clever horse name?
That's how the guy in your office usually wins the March Madness pool.
Yeah.
Based on the prettiness of uniforms.
Pretty much. Okay.
So we're ready. Let's start right here with the home team. Houston hosting Cincinnati. They are, as of now, a 1-point home favorite. Pretty much a push. Your total, 41. And
Let me guess what she picked.
Go ahead.
She picked the Bengals.
Sydney picked the Bengals because she likes orange.
Still a better educated pick than you would have come up
with. Sydney took the Bengals, so I am going with the Bengals.
All right.
Barry?
Good for you. I am going, I'm surprising some people that know how I feel about this Texans team, and I'm going Texans.
Interesting.
I think that because they don't have to worry, they play with a little less pressure on them, and they'll be just fine. And Savage gets to go out there and let it loose a little bit. Yeah, he gets to let it go a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow night.
Are you?
So I'm going to pick the Texans based on the fact that I want to see a win.
No, you can't. You need to
game.
Base it on something tangible, not because what you want to see.
Okay, let's base it on the fact that
their defense
Savage
is really good.
Yeah,
just
their
say,
defense.
Just stick with
Clowney
that.
Is
okay.
That's
easy.
Out, so
yeah,
let's do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Next game, 3:25 kickoff tomorrow in the Big Easy. New Orleans Saints hosting Tampa Bay, who still has an outside shot at winning the NFC South. The Saints 3.5-point favorite at home. My lovely daughter took New Orleans. She likes the flower on their helmet.
The flower?
Nice. Fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis.
She called it a flower?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
That's what fleur means in...
Fleur means flower.
French.
So, it's all
thanks
good.
For the lesson, guys.
No, really. You didn't know this that. I guarantee you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know
we
that.
We just outsmarted you.
Sid the kid took the flower.
Also, yeah. I didn't care.
All right.
Just want you to know that.
Tyler, what do you think?
I think Tampa Bay might win this game.
I think they will.
You think?
Yeah.
They might?
I think.
Way to have conviction with your picks,
if
Tyler.
They're going to try and get into a playoff, then they should probably win this game.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, being on the road scares me a little bit, but that's about it.
Especially at home against the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are at home, but I've got the Bucs in this one.
All
too much to lose, and that Saints defense is not good. And the Bucs have a puncher's chance at stopping Drew Brees.
All right, noon kickoff in Wisconsin. The Green Bay Packers at home hosting division rival Minnesota. They're a touchdown favorite at Lambeau. Barry, what do you think?
As much as I don't want to pick the Packers because my partner Joel loves the Packers and I like to...
Does he?
He does. I know you wouldn't know that
by listening
to the show.
You would never know that in a million years.
But I would love to get under his skin and pick the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
But that would not be the intelligent pick. I'm going Packers.
Tyler.
Packers, their offense is coming alive.
Sydney likes purple. So, Daddy Shock's taking the Vikings.
I like this.
Yep.
This is getting set now.
Well, what other reason would there be?
What I want to know is, who would you have picked?
Minnesota.
Because
my daughter
liar.
Says Minnesota. No, I think I might have. I believe.
What did she know that was a horn on the helmet, or did she call it? Did she think it was something else?
She probably knew it was a horn.
Okay. Well, I'm just making. She's smart.
Six.
I just don't
she's
know.
Not
okay.
Two. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know about kids. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
She should be driving by now, if you ask me. She's six.
She
get
probably,
a job.
She probably could.
Yeah.
3:30 kickoff. This one's on Christmas night. In the long story tradition of these two teams, this might have the most on the line and anyone they've ever played this late. Pittsburgh hosting Baltimore, 5.5-point favorite at home. The total is 44.
Let me just say, I really hope your daughter.
I want you to go last
one. Yeah.
I will.
Okay. Go ahead, Tyler. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
All right. Good pick. I'm going Steelers as well. And let me just, if you don't know Shock, you don't know myself, you don't know the show, you don't know Tyler, you don't know game day, we always make fun of Shock because he is... from the Baltimore area.
He likes to put the hay in the barn.
He loves... Yeah. Shock is to the Ravens what Joel is to the Packers.
Yeah.
I don't talk about them as much.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. He
but if they come up,
not quite
then
as much.
You go off on
I will
them.
Say this,
look,
this year...
One thing I've seen Shock mad about this week is the fact that someone said Nick Novak should be in over the Ravens kicker. Let's be real,
and
Shock.
Novak's a Maryland guy.
That got you mad.
It was
so. I just want to say, I just want to go on record, and if I could get one gift for Christmas this year, it would be that your daughter picked the Steelers.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
She said Maryland. Who's going to win? She said Maryland.
She calls it
the Maryland Ravens.
She knows that's where they're from.
You should have showed her the Bumblebee uniform
for
the Steelers.
You know what's funny, though, is I picked against them twice this year and won both times. Both times I picked them, I lost.
Oh, well, good. So you're going to be 0-4.
They probably will lose.
That's the beauty of it. She picked the team.
You have a cha-ching drop.
That's my girl. Yeah. That's my little girl.
She picked the team that's probably going to lose every game so far,
so
that's good.
They... no one ever wins 4 in a row in that series, so it's going to be very difficult. Rodeo at Heinz on Sunday night. I think Pittsburgh probably does win. And then in our final game, no, we have two left. Kansas City and Denver. That one Christmas night, kickoff at 7:30. And she likes horses. She likes ponies.
Who doesn't? So, who doesn't like horses?
Sydney J takes Denver.
But those are boy ponies.
Yeah. Well, don't tell her that. She respects their privacy.
Yeah.
So she's taking the ponies. So Sydney picks Denver.
She's taking the Broncos. Tyler, who you got?
I'm going KC.
Are you
Kansas
now?
Kansas City.
At home, man. That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Denver's looking a little lackluster
lately.
It's
also as big a home field as advantage as there probably is left in the NFL anymore, I think.
I will say I thought the 5.5 kind of surprised me with Denver's defense. I thought, that's pretty interesting. What does Vegas know?
Kansas City's got some playmakers. I mean, you got Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they've got Alex Smith.
They've got, who did they just get back? They just got Macklin.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, line wise, and again, I'm not everyone that's ever heard me knows I'm not a gambling expert. But 5.5 seemed like a lot. But that said,
I see 3.5.
No,
now.
It's 3.5. 5.5 is the Pittsburgh Baltimore.
No, 3.5.
Ah,
you better put on those progressive lenses, boy.
I need to put my glasses on.
Progress.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. Then I'm going Chiefs.
And then our final game Monday night, 7:30 kickoff in Big D. The Cowboys hosting Detroit. Dallas now is 6.5-point favorite. My lovely daughter likes kitty cats, so she's going with Detroit.
I love it. Dude, if you go 6-0, I'm going to be so pissed.
You're going to start picking like that in secret from now on.
We're moving to Vegas.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, if she goes 6-0, I'm having babies. That's like all.
If she goes 6-0, I win the year. I'm telling you, that's the rule.
Okay. That's like a walk-off. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that. Yeah, if anybody goes 6-0, you're automatically
if
winner.
If his daughter goes 6-0, he wins. I don't even know what we're playing for.
What do you think?
But who you got, Dallas?
Yeah, I'm going to go Dallas.
Yeah, good pick.
That's our picks for Week 16. Let's take a quick break. Shock Barry and the General. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Welcome back to the Blitz. No Fred, no AJ, no Jong. They are gone for the Christmas holiday. They will be back on Wednesday of next week. I believe it's the HD show. We'll be sitting in for Fred and AJ on Tuesday. So enjoy the holiday break. Enjoy your Saturday, your Sunday. It's all mothership on Monday. We're not doing any local broadcasting Monday. So it's
not
all ESPN
a bit.
Radio. I don't even think Glenn Davis is doing his thing Monday night.
I thought he moved
or
nights.
Tuesday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday? Well, he moved to Wednesdays.
I saw him over there, as a matter of fact. He was just here.
Was he here? He's doing.
Glenn Davis
does
was
on
wandering
Friday?
Around out in the hallway.
I thought he was.
No, he's.
Excuse me. I thought he was on Wednesdays.
He is normally on Wednesdays during football season. Yeah. I guess he's going to switch back. But yeah, he's doing a makeup show tonight. So okay. Soccer Matters tonight from 7 to 9.
Pre-recorded.
Some of it. Not all. Hey, don't break the fourth wall here.
What?
God he's got forbid. Loyal listeners.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Oh,
I just got called a snitch in my ear.
I don't even know who that
Gio.
Dude is.
That's Gio. Oh, that's Gio.
I haven't seen Gio in a long time. Patrick on Twitter referring to Trey's call earlier, basically saying the security guard in San Diego needed lotion. That's in reference to that video that hopefully you saw and can forget about.
Oh, yeah.
About
very
the
hilarious,
guard,
though.
Jeez.
Who was punching the clown.
How do you think
field?
You can get away with that?
I don't know, but first of all, let's get out of the way. There's
well,
no
if
way.
You're a serial masturbator, then you're just going to do it wherever.
Well,
you don't really think about the consequences, I guess.
Serial. I know, first of all, I don't give first Trey all, credit yeah. for connecting
all,
those two.
First of all, no. You saying serial masturbator makes me think of some dude like masturbating to a box of Captain Crunch. Like, that's... not a vision.
I thought you were going Lucky Charms there. So
yeah, no,
I don't know
the,
you.
Or maybe he goes for like the collector's items, like the Mr. T cereal. The
Rice Krispie dudes. That's weird.
Snap, Crackle.
Yeah.
And
there's no female
Snap, Crackle, and
cereal
shot.
Characters.
Mm. Huh?
There's no female cereal characters.
There isn't. You're right. Trix. Mm. Trix is probably
yeah,
transgender.
That's a rabbit.
That's a rabbit.
That's a dude rabbit.
That's a guy rabbit.
Probably transgender.
There's Chocula, like the Frankenberry, Booberry. Yeah, there's no female
Captain
monsters.
Crunch.
Yeah,
he's a man.
And Fruit Loops, and you but can't, that's nah. different. That's not quite a female.
You can't count like the cereal where they
just
put like
female tendencies.
Yeah,
like when they Wheaties put a female athlete on the box. You're talking about a
no.
A
I'm
character.
Talking about like the cartoon
yeah,
characters.
You're right.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a protest for that?
Let's start that.
Why isn't there someone out marching the streets of whatever city you live in demanding equal time for female serial characters?
That's a great point. Which
maybe
cereal,
it's on like the store brand, like which, the
well, but which cereal do you turn
if
to?
If you were going to do that, which way would you roll?
Yeah, which one would you give?
Booberry, my boo, wouldn't it?
No, I'd give the women something like Wheaties. Let them just have Wheaties. Something no one likes.
Just Cheerios, Kix.
That Bumblebee's
Kix,
pretty feminine.
Or no, the corn Chex,
corn pops.
Wheat Chex, rice Chex,
bland cereal.
Yeah, no, yeah, just yeah. Don't give them, don't give the women any good cereals. Just kidding. Who? I mean,
they're just gonna take it back.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Oh, Josh Rapp says, is Wilma on the Fruity Pebbles box?
Oh no, Fred and Barney, if anything, and she was never.
I thought
such
that was just like
campaign.
Barney's cereal.
It was Fred and Barney. Yeah,
I don't remember Fred.
I mean, Pebbles is technically the name of it, but even Pebbles Flintstone is not part of the campaign.
No?
The baby. No. That's Fred and Wilma's daughter.
Hey, so...
you'll be the first person ever to Google that. I guarantee you.
There's no suggestions.
No one has ever... I do not understand what you're asking. Better Call Joel says, on the commercial where Raheel is talking to Ask Google, she says, Lammy Neck.
That is true. She
knows.
Does.
She knows.
That is true.
Oh, you might be honest.
No,
on
that's
there.
Just God. Fred Flintstone on the box.
Yep.
Barney's there.
Barney? Oh, you're going to do Fred for us?
Well, Barney always stole his cereal on the sly.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird now.
Lamont
said, one of your black brothers got in trouble today. He wants us to bump back with some Paul Wall songs, pouring it out for Paul Wall. What the hell did Paul Wall do? Do we know? Do we know? Like, know. Lamont, tweet, let me know. I need to Google this or something. What did Paul Wall do?
Last time I heard about him was Tom Herman's grill. Did was he there sit, something new since
Did then? He sit too sideways? What happened?
It was a drug bust.
Oh!
Yeah, him and Spanish R&B singer Baby Bash.
Okay. He wasn't running sex slaves like Mike Jones? Huh?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Wasn't Mike Jones allegedly involved
yeah, he
in
had a, like a prostitution
running
ring.
Sex
yeah.
rings or something like that?
Yeah. I have to trust you on that.
These damn Houston rappers. It's the lean, man. I blame it on the leans.
It's not Scissorp anymore? No,
it's the leans. It's the lean. Yeah.
Jose, are we ready for the jewels of the day?
Yeah.
Let's roll out the jewels of the day. Hit it, partner.
The jewel
of the day. It's the jewel of the day. The Panoc Jeweler.
Jewel
of the day.
See, typically it's
so
the gem of the day.
So awesome.
It's
because we're putting a twist on it.
Well,
because,
we told you it was probably going to be a little bootleg today. A little, you know, the blitz, but not necessarily the blitz. We didn't want to not do the things they do.
Yep.
You wanted to do the stuff that they do, but just
but do it
different.
Yeah, like
do
we didn't want to copy
different.
Them. Like I said at the start of the show, we're the Dr. Thunder of the blitz.
I heard
like,
that. That was hilarious. That was
awesome. We're not exactly Dr. Pepper.
You may be the same formula,
that,
but you're in a different
not even Mr.
We're
package.
We're that really big bag of generic cereal on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not actual
we're the Malta meal.
Cheerios.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that's taking it full circle, going back to cereal.
Yeah, you like that?
I like that.
I'm a damn professional, Tyler.
And, you know, Tyler.
Well, you wouldn't know it.
Fred usually gives you one story, but as a healthy male who's completely intact, I have two jewels of the
you
day
have two
for
jewels
you, rather than one. Dateline, Connecticut. A Connecticut man told police he stole a coin collection valued at approximately $8,000 from his father. He and some friends took it to a Coinstar machine, hoping to get said amount of money. Instead, they got $60 in return, not the $8,000 it was allegedly valued at. He, of course, told the police he used the money to buy crack.
Of course.
Of course.
What else would you?
Could you imagine? Like, I mean, I'm sure someone values it at that amount.
Yeah.
But yeah,
what did they end up being? Like the little gold wrapped chocolates,
probably. And
Canadian quarters that just all didn't get even
well,
rejected.
I mean,
it's just
to be fair, Coinstar does take quite a bit off the top when they're giving you
money
back.
10 cent or Yeah, 10 cents on the dollar.
How much do they take?
Yeah, they take out 10 cents on the dollar.
It's almost 11 now.
I always
they've jacked it up. Wow. So you need to find you a bank that has it, and then they don't charge you.
Yeah.
I don't, my bank
basically
doesn't.
If you're a customer of the bank, they will exchange.
I always feel like I've never used it, but I always feel like if I did go to Coinstar, it would kind of be like, hey, look who's scraping the bottom of the barrel to keep the lights on.
Right. I've had to do that a couple times, and it's very loud when you're poor.
Now, maybe it's because Christmas and all the idiots are taking a week off. So that jewel kind of sucked, but there's a better one here.
Not bad.
A Connecticut-based truck driver has been effectively shut down by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration after he was involved in a single-vehicle rollover accident along I-89 in Vermont earlier this month. Alan R. Johnson Sr. told Vermont State Police after the November 2nd accident, he had set the cruise control on his truck to 63 miles an hour, then stood up to change his pants. So apparently, he confused cruise control with automatic pilot.
Maybe he just let Jesus take the wheel and did his thing.
Well, the
you
fact
know?
That he took care to let them know I set it to cruise control.
Yeah, hey, don't blame me. Well, I put it on.
Well, did he like set the cruise and then like jam like a stick underneath the steering wheel so that way it doesn't move?
I think he thought everything was handled.
I think he thought, well, this is a long straightaway. Should be what's the
in Vermont?
It's straight. I mean, good. What are you doing?
Good.
There's mountains and stuff up there.
I also like how
fish fans lying all over the shoulder and Ben and Jerry's cups all over the place.
I also like how you went to Connecticut for both of those stories.
I did end up in New England
instead of Florida. The usual Florida. Yeah.
Florida, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Texas every now and then rears its funky head.
Well, I mean, it is the bootleg version of
that's
the show.
That's what I'm
today.
Saying. Like, so the bootleg, instead of
going to Florida
there,
where all the carpetbaggers have moved, he just went directly to the source
to the
of carpetbaggers.
Source, yeah.
Before they've had a chance
and did
to get
it from
here.
Up there. I like it. I like it a lot.
That's your Zadok Jeweler Jewels of the Day.
The Jewel of the Day. It's the Jewel of the Day. Jeweler, jewel of the day.
That's beautiful.
We should have done the first draft of that, though.
See you and AJ standing next to each other. Like I said,
competing.
Springsteen and Van Zant sharing a mic together.
A little break in the fourth wall when Tyler and I were trying to record that originally. I did it, but I didn't enunciate, so it sounded like I was saying it's the Jew of the day.
I may have deleted.
We had to redo it several
times. Pulled that portion of the audio.
I got a story for you, man. Dateline Israel, no
Tel Aviv.
We had to redo
512 texting in Quaker cereal and the dude with the wig. That's probably as close as a chick as you get.
Actually, I have a cereal with a chick on it. I'll do it on the other side. But Tony on Twitter has given us one.
1 hour left to go. It's Shock and Barry. It's the Blitz on ESPN
97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.